Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Better Than Alpha by Christopher Schelling. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink everything about how we measure investment success?
Absolutely, some. This book really challenges the whole obsession with alpha. Schelling says that idea that some fund managers can consistently beat the market is a myth that's actually harmful.
Honestly, I've always thought that if you could find that one genius manager, you'd be set. But he points out that past performance doesn't predict future results at all. It's mostly luck.
Right, and the industry loves to sell that myth because it justifies high fees. Managers end up taking crazy risks just to try and deliver alpha, which usually backfires.
So what's the alternative? He talks about three pillars: process, behavior, and an alignment. That really stuck with me.
Process is about having a systematic, repeatable approach. It's not about being perfect, but about being disciplined even when it's hard. That way, your mistakes are just execution errors, not philosophy failures.
And behavior is the big one. He says emotional fortitude matters more than IQ. The market is a psychological battlefield, and our biggest enemy is our own fear and greed.
Exactly. He dives into biases like anchoring and confirmation bias. The best investors are the ones who stay calm when everyone else panics.
It's not just about being calm. He gives an example of a manager who sold everything during the 2008 crisis because he couldn't handle the fear. That's a permanent loss of opportunity.
Yeah, that story was brutal. The key is to have a process that forces you to act against your emotions.
Then there's alignment. Traditional fee structures are totally misaligned. Managers get paid for gathering assets, not for client returns. He pushes for compensation tied to long-term outcomes.
And alignment isn't just about fees. It's also about transparency. If a manager invests their own money alongside clients, that's a huge signal of trust.
So how do we actually build a portfolio that's better than alpha? He suggests starting with a low-cost passive core for beta, then adding process-driven active managers as diversifiers.
Right. Think of them as risk factor providers, not alpha generators. You want them to deliver a different pattern of returns that improves your overall risk profile.
And he has this framework called behavioral due diligence for evaluating managers. Instead of looking at past performance, you need to understand their philosophy, how they handle mistakes, their temperament.
I love that part. Ask questions like, what's your process for selling a stock? Or what was your biggest mistake? That tells you more than any sharp ratio.
He also suggests asking how they ensure independent thinking in their team. That reveals a lot about groupthink.
You want managers who are self-aware and intellectually honest. That behavioral discipline is what really separates the great ones.
The book also redefines risk. The most dangerous risk isn't volatility, it's permanent capital loss. You need a portfolio that can survive downturns without being forced to sell.
So it's about building resilience through diversification, a cash cushion, and a long time horizon.
Ultimately, Schelling's vision is more humble and client-centric. The goal isn't to beat the market, it's to help clients achieve their financial goals through planning and behavioral coaching.
That's a much harder skill than just picking stocks. It requires empathy and understanding of psychology.
The book's deepest insight? The greatest returns aren't out there in the market. They come from within ourselves. Controlling emotions, sticking to a plan, learning from mistakes.
In a world full of noise and short-term thinking, this book offers a voice of reason. It reminds us that being better than our own worst impulses is what matters.
My takeaway is simple: stop chasing alpha and start building a process you can stick with. That's where true investment success lies.
And if you want to dive deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. For me, this book boils down to one thing: the best investment you can make is in your own behavior. We'll see you in the next one.